You're listening to SBS News.
Huntington Beach is one of the most famous beaches in California, 15 kilometres of sandy beach south of the city of Los Angeles, famous for its beach culture, excellent surfing and mild climate. But a split in an offshore oil pipeline has leaked tens of thousands of gallons of crude oil, which has washed ashore onto beaches and to protected marshland. The beaches could remain closed for weeks or longer, which would be a major hit to the local economy. Coastal fisheries in the area are closed to commercial and recreational fishing. State Governor Gavin Newsom says the outcome of an oil spill off the coast of Southern California will probably be better than the worst-case scenario, but he acknowledged the impact already being felt by the region.
I don't want to get into the merits or demerits of the worst-case scenario except to say I think it's going to be a lot better than that, but it doesn't matter to the folks out here that can't go to the beach. It doesn't matter to the mayor. It doesn't matter to the county supervisor. It doesn't matter to those small businessmen and women that can't, you know, and aren't generating revenue. Tourists that can't come out to their beach.
The Coast Guard says the pipeline, which is the source of the pollution, was split open and apparently dragged along the ocean floor. Coast Guard Captain Rebecca Orr says a remotely operated vehicle revealed that more than a kilometre length of the pipeline was laterally displaced by more than 30 metres.
Divers were sent down. These are commercially procured divers were sent down to assess that pipeline. What they further located was a 13-inch split in that pipe, on the side of the pipe, that is a likely source of release of oil. What we can say is that from that 13-inch split in that pipeline, there is no visible product that can be observed coming from that line. So there's no oil coming out of that line from that split in the pipeline.
Officials are now looking into whether a ship's anchor may have struck the oil pipeline on the ocean floor, dragging it out of place and splitting the sidewalls open. Cargo ships entering the twin ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach routinely pass through the area. Backlogs have plagued the ports in recent months, and several dozen or more of the giant vessels have regularly been anchored in the area as they wait to enter the ports and unload. U.S. Congressman Mike Levin was an environmental activist before becoming a member of Congress. He says seeing the oil spill's scope reminded him of the harmful costs that oil drilling has on wildlife and the entire coastal tourism economy.
As I was seeing the oil about a mile and a half away from the coastline, I just kept asking myself, why in the world are we drilling for oil out here in this beautiful place with millions and millions of people and our entire coastal tourism economy, the thousands and thousands of jobs directly linked to having clean beaches and clean water, our oceans. It's just inconceivable to me that we would keep drilling for oil, particularly when you consider that it really doesn't make up that much in terms of the overall picture for oil in the country.
The Orange County District Attorney, Todd Spitzer, says he has investigators looking into whether he can bring state charges for the spill, even though the leak occurred in waters overseen by the U.S. federal government. Other potential criminal investigations were being pursued by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Central District of California, the Coast Guard, and the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. Lieutenant Christian Corvo from California's Department of Fish and Wildlife says six shoreline cleanup assessment technique teams have been assessing the oil spill's impact on the shoreline.
Those teams are made up of three individuals, and they're at this time assessing from Laguna Beach all the way down to San Clemente based on potential trajectories where this oil may landfall. Those teams report back to the command each day, and based on their recommendations and strategies, we deploy teams of cleanup crews in the morning. Currently, we have 16 teams of shoreline cleanup teams consisting of a total of 300 cleanup personnel doing those hand cleaning, collecting oily debris, oily sand, any impacted shoreline.
Safety advocates have pushed for years for federal rules that would strengthen oil spill detection requirements and force companies to install valves that can automatically shut down the flow of crude in the case of a leak. But the oil and pipeline industries have resisted such requirements because of the high cost. Alan Lee, SBS News.